Hi, y'all. Welcome to another episode of Nutrition Pearls, the podcast from NASPGHN's Council for Pediatric Nutrition Professionals, or CPNP. I'm your host, Jen Smith, dietitian at Nationwide Children's Hospital, and joining me today are all of the other co-hosts, Bailey Koch from down south, Melissa Talley, my fellow Midwesterner, and Megan Murphy, who's over on the West Coast. How's everyone doing today?
Doing good.
Doing great.
Awesome.
Yeah, so for today's show, we want to review our first year of the podcast. We're coming up on an exciting first year anniversary. We want to highlight some of our favorite moments, discuss what's coming for season two. What do you think? Should we get on to the show?
On to the show.
Let's do it.
All right. Hi, friends. We are talking wrap up of season one and getting ready to start our second season. Let's start with, I don't know if this might be a hard question, but let's start with what have been our favorite episodes from season one. Melissa, can you start us off?
Sure. I think my favorite episode was the cultural humility and diversity episode that Megan and I hosted.
Oh, yeah.
With our guest, Venus. There were just so many discussions in that episode that I feel like changed my approach and perspective in counseling specifically. I'm trying to remember. I think she said one thing, and it was, if you don't measure or bring up the conversation about cultural humility and diversity, then you can't change it. And I think that really stuck with me.
Yeah.
Saying soul-seeking, too, was another word that stands out to me in my head. But I just love that conversation, and that episode is probably one of my favorites so far, even though they're all amazing.
Yeah, so applicable. So most of our episodes focus on one thing, but with Venus's episode, I felt like I can apply it to all of my patient encounters, which is great.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Very important in the dietitian world and just the world in general.
For sure. What about you, Megan?
Gosh, I mean, Melissa said it really well. That was one of my favorite episodes, too. It was just like you just said, too, Jen, it just applied to so many of our patients. And it was really nice to just think about a different approach to working with your patients and not talking at them. So I really liked that episode. I also really liked the FPIES episode. I thought that was a really good review of FPIES and great resources. Raquel was such a good guest. So yeah, I guess I'll go with FPIES and diversity, but kind of a tie.
Yeah, I love the FPIES episode myself as well. All right, Bailey, what about you? What was your favorite one?
Mine was the episode with Rotem. She just, I going into it, really had not utilized the diet, and she inspired me to go do the Modulive training.
Oh, cool. And that's not for the faint of heart. It takes a long time to kind of get through that a little bit.
It does, but I was really excited about that. And, you know, after recording that episode, and I spent a whole weekend going through the training and am really excited to put it into practice. So
that's great.
That would have to be my favorite one. And I was just thankful that she was able to join us from Israel.
Yeah, me too. It was really exciting to have our first international guest. And, you know, Rotem, someone who created, you know, it was her and another physician who created that diet. And so kind of getting it right from the original source was really fantastic.
Really cool.
Yeah. My favorite episode, just like Melissa said, I love them all for sure. But I think my favorite would be the collaboration with Bowel Sounds, because it was a collaboration, which is really cool. And I feel like I spent a lot of time trying to learn from Peter, Dr. Liu, and Jen Lee, about this whole process of starting a podcast. So that was really fun. And I got to interview my coworker. So since Kirsten Jones was our guest, that was really special. And it was one we did in person. So all of our other ones have been done virtually. So there's many, many fun things for that episode for sure.
Yeah, I love that one as well. That was like a close second for me, was the Bowel Sounds one too.
Yeah, we've definitely learned so much from them. It was really nice to do a collab and in our first year with them. It was really nice.
Yeah, awesome.
Well, I will ask you guys our next question. Just wondering, what is something you've learned from the podcast?
What haven't we learned?
No kidding.
True.
Outside of all the technical difficulties in the beginning.
I know. I feel like for me, aside from everything that we've learned content-wise from our guests, I've had a bigger appreciation for what goes into just podcasts in general. So everything from creating the idea of what we want to, you know, talk about, to just contacting the guests, to pre-interviewing the guests, to thinking of questions, to interviewing, and then editing. So the whole time frame from start to finish, you know, I've gotten a huge appreciation for, and I've learned how much work and teamwork, especially, that it takes to make a successful podcast.
Yeah. I love that answer, Melissa. It really is. It's a team effort. And thankfully we all did it and did it together and learned. And now I feel like we're professionals.
Definitely do not think I'm a professional.
Not really, but we're a lot further along.
You guys are so much more professional than I am. You said know so much more about podcasting than I do. But
I really just enjoyed meeting all of the guests. And I feel like even some of the topics that I was knowledgeable about, I still learned from the guests and was able to take some of the information that they provided and put it into practice. So
it's like learning to not be the expert in the room, but kind of even, you know, if you feel like that is one of your specialties, like using your curiosity still to like facilitate a good discussion where, you know, other listeners are going to learn a lot from, and you're also going to learn a lot from. So changing the dynamic there is something that was a learned process, but it's still ongoing.
Definitely.
Yeah. I feel like it's really special for us to create the questions, because when I'm creating questions for an episode that I'm going to be a part of, it's the questions that I want to know the answers to. So I feel like we've been extremely lucky to be able to speak with such experts in our field and to be able to ask them the questions maybe that we've been wondering or that we struggle with. And I feel like that's been one of the most exciting things to learn, is like the inside scoop, I almost feel like.
Oh, yeah. I agree. I would agree with that. What was y'all's favorite memory of the interview process?
Okay, I feel like I could go first on this one. So I think that my favorite memory of the interview process had to be our very first episode with Abigail, our current president of CPNP, because we didn't feel like we were ready to record our podcast, right? Like, it took us months. There's so much to learn. There's so much to do. And she really encouraged us just to kind of jump in the deep end, because we talked about that during our first episode when it comes to getting involved in CPNP. And so there was a lot of laughter during that episode. And Megan, I remember that you didn't hardly have a voice, and you didn't have a voice for the 2 weeks leading up to the episode, but you were going to be hosting it. Yeah, I think there was just so many fun memories from the very first interview, because we had no idea what we were doing. And Abigail was like, you guys got this and just do it. So that's probably my favorite memory.
She was a good push that we needed.
For sure.
It felt really scary in the moment. And then look at us now. We're celebrating a year.
So thank you, Abigail.
I think my favorite memory, it's not a one specific memory, but it would be like an accumulation of memories. And it's that pre-interviews in all of the process. It's the pre-interviews, because, you know, that's a space where you get to meet with your guests and, you know, a stress-free environment. You get to, you know, talk about the questions, but not, you know, in a specific manner, but just an overall way. And then you learn so much about your guests as well. So, you know, Bailey, I remember in our interview with Sharon Weston, we learned that she just got back from a ski competition and won. Like, that's a very unique thing that you get to learn about someone. So not only you get to learn about them, but it hypes you up, because we only do it a week out. So, you know, then the following week, you're like, all right, I get to see you soon. Here we are. And then you get down to business with the actual podcast recording. So I think just the pre-interviews in general is my favorite memory.
And it wasn't just skiing, wasn't it? Like downhill slalom skiing.
it was.
That's impressive.
It was pretty impressive. It was not just skiing.
And she won. She came home. And she was so humble about it. It was awesome.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what episode do you guys think we would do another show in the future, but with a slight twist?
I would love to see some more episodes on enteral nutrition, kind of, I guess, leading off of bringing Sharon up during that last question. I would love to discuss more, you know, use of different formulas. I'm not just blended formulas, but, you know, all formulas that are on the market. So I think it'd be great to discuss that and also maybe enteral nutrition access, troubleshooting, things like that. I think that'd be a cool episode.
I agree. I don't think anyone's going to be surprised by my answer to this question, but I think we could have other episodes on nutrition and IBD. There's lots of different diets out there for the treatment of IBD or nutrition to support IBD. And it's one of my favorite things to talk about and to learn about. So I, of course, think that we could do another episode on IBD nutrition with a twist.
We could probably have five more episodes
for sure
on IBD and diet. So what are you looking forward to the most in season two, Megan?
Ooh, okay. Without giving too much
Be careful, Megan.
Yeah, a little bit of a secret. No, so I think actually what something we talked about doing this season that I think is going to be really fun is a little more interactive opportunities for our guests. So figuring that out exactly. Obviously, we don't know how it'll play out yet, but just trying to get more guest interactions. So look for surveys, or if you follow us on Instagram or our socials.
Trying to pull the listeners in a little bit more pre-interview. Pulling them,
checking on what are your questions. Like, we get all the opportunities to ask these questions ahead of time, but we want to know what other dietitians want to know about these subjects too. So I think getting to know our guests even more and interacting and tailoring the episodes to what they're looking for is what I'm very excited about.
Yeah, I think I'm very excited about the multidisciplinary guests that we might have coming up in season two. So maybe not another dietitian, but maybe someone else that helps us in our everyday clinical roles. I won't give anything away. And I'm also very excited about just having more clinical episodes, just because I know personally, I learned so much from those, and I get a lot of feedback saying that a lot of those clinical episodes are very helpful. So I'm just excited to get a lot more content under our belt in season two.
Awesome.
Okay. Well, I guess we could wrap up our little interview of ourselves by asking our most podcast savvy listener, Jen.
Right. I'm not very good at the production and creation of getting that finished product in, that's for sure, but maybe a listener.
You are an avid listener. So would you like to share with our listeners some of the podcasts that you enjoy listening to yourself, be it medical or fun?
Okay. Yes, I would love to. So I'll start with the medical. Of course, I love listening to Bowel Sounds. I think that their content is so applicable to what we do. And I feel like I've learned a lot from listening to their episodes. I also listen to some episodes from the Dietitian Connection podcast. I think that's a great podcast. It's more geared towards adult nutrition, but sometimes there's topics that I feel and episodes that I feel like are really applicable to what we do as GI dietitians.
And what about a fun one, Jen? What's a fun one for you?
Okay. So when I'm feeling like I don't want to listen to something that's work-related, I do really enjoy the Smartless podcast. The hosts are Jason Bateman and Sean Hayes and Will Arnett, and it's hilarious.
Oh, yes.
And they interview other actors and actresses and celebrities, and it's just a really fun podcast. Have you guys listened to it? Megan, I hear you.
Yeah, I have. They are my favorites, yes.
Yeah, so I listen to their podcast. I also, my favorite game show is Jeopardy. Like, I love Jeopardy. And as a family, we watch it every night. And I watched it with my parents when I was younger. So I have a lot of really great memories. But they have a podcast. And so it's like the history of Jeopardy. I don't think anyone, well, I don't know. If you love Jeopardy, this would be the podcast for you. But that is a recent awesome one that I have been listening to and listening to every episode. So yeah, those would be two. I have multiple other ones, but I'll just give you those two for now.
Where do you find these podcasts?
Okay,
you just searched for Jeopardy podcast?
Well, so I learned about the Jeopardy podcast while I was watching an episode of Jeopardy, a show. Yeah, so it was like, we have a podcast. I was like, oh, fantastic. And I'll just go ahead and look it up on on Apple Podcasts. So I got that one from the show. I don't know how I got Smartless. I think it might have been one that was just recommended in, you know, in kind of like the search area. But that I didn't have one particular person that suggested Smartless. I just stumbled across it. But
it just came to you.
Yeah, I must have seen it somewhere and said, this sounds funny and these guys are hilarious. So let me just listen to one episode and check it out.
Okay. That's so good. All right, Melissa, Bailey, do you guys have any exciting podcasts you want to share that you listen to? Or just Nutrition Pearls?
Just Nutrition Pearls. I love that one. I do listen to an unbiased science podcast, which they actually have a lot of nutrition topics on. So I find that just pretty interesting. And they have really punny titles to their episodes, which I always find interesting.
I appreciate that for sure.
Oh, yeah. So I think that's the biggest one. And Bell Sounds, of course.
Oh, yeah. Bell Sounds. All right. Well, so we got a few stats on our podcast over the last year that we thought were kind of fun that we'd like to share with our listeners, because we appreciate how much all of our listeners have helped our little podcast grow in the last year, our very first year. So we'll just highlight a few of the stats that we found fun. And thank you all so much for listening to help make these stats possible. So in our very first year, we published 13 episodes. 6 of them were clinical. 4 were more for our CPMP base. And 3 bonus episodes, which is very exciting.
And when we looked at all of our different episodes, the episode that currently has the most downloads is episode 4, Kim Brawley, Nutrition and IBD. Specific carbohydrate diet and beyond.
And then when we looked at what continents we have listeners on, we actually have 6 out of 7 continents. We currently just don't have any listeners in Antarctica, but that's not to say that we won't have any coming soon. And then our top countries, the US is number 1, Canada is number 2, Germany is our 3rd most listened, followed by Mexico, and then the UK is number 5.
It's really exciting.
That is exciting.
International.
Yeah, international.
Not about Antarctica, but we'll get there.
Yeah. Anybody listening that knows someone from Antarctica, send them our podcast.
Topic about Antarctica nutrition. Let us know.
Yep. All right. Well, that was fun, and I'm so proud of what we have been able to put out in the past 12 months and excited for what is to come in season 2. If you don't already, please consider following the show. We will announce upcoming episodes on the CPNP social media accounts, Facebook and Instagram and Twitter or X. If you are a CPNP member and have a topic idea, feel free to email us at cpnp@naspgan.org. Nutrition Pearls podcast is supported by an educational grant from Reckitt Mead Johnson Nutrition. The content is the sole responsibility of the host and not influenced by its supporters, and the information discussed during these episodes are subject to change over time with new developments and advances in the field of medical nutrition therapy. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye.